It's not every day that Chinese planes touch down in Australia, and Chinese naval vessels cruise past Christmas Island. In fact, it is rare. China has deployed some 13 ships to aid the hunt for the missing plane, its biggest ever such deployment so far from home. Security analyst James Nolte tells VOA via Skype that the deployment is significant.
This is important because China is participating in a multinational effort to locate the remains or the debris from the plane. And China hasn't operated much in the Indian Ocean before, but it also doesn't have bases in the region, so it has to operate from other countries such as Australia.
China's expanding military might is a persistent concern in the region, as is the perception that through its territorial disputes, Beijing is angling to challenge the United States and Japan. Wang Dong, a political scientist at Peking University, says such views are wrong.
One hole, I think, in that kind of reasoning is that we oftentimes tend to extrapolate intention from capability. So people assume that as your capability rise, people assume, you know, you bet you must have very bad intention.
China's massive deployment highlights its growing strengths, but it also highlights the limits of its military might, says Nolte. Chinese satellites have twice spotted objects believed to be the wreckage, but the first earlier this month turned out to be a false lead.
China doesn't have any capabilities that are extraordinary or unusual in the region. It's beginning to bring into operation an aircraft carrier, but it's still not operational and it wasn't used in this case. And India, for example, has had aircraft carriers operating in its navy for decades.
China's robust cooperation alongside with regional powers in the search will bring it valuable lessons and send the region a clear message as well, says Wang Dong.
This is help China to actually send this very clear signal to the region and the international community that China, as its military continue to grow, it will be able to assume more international responsibility and play a larger role in terms of provide regional and international public goods.
And as China involves itself more in such international humanitarian efforts, Wang says, that should help break down concerns about its intentions. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.